Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast as we continue on with our series on why a property sells. Today we talk about pricing.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Let's talk a little bit about why a property sells as we've been doing previous programs. We've been working around pricing. There are influences besides the price, but also you can solve all of these problems with price. So we've talked about location and condition, for example. If the location can be offset with a discounted price, or the condition can be offset at a certain point by a discounted price, you've solved the problem. So let's talk pricing.
Exactly. Pricing is an amazing situation. It seems to be the grease that attracts attention out of the buyer market, because the buyer has access through a number of different sources, online sources and so forth, to a substantial amount of inventory. That's not necessarily the case with, in my segment, the passive investment stuff. There's not much inventory that's available, period. But at least you've got access to it. So you can line out, if it's this many dollars of purchase for this many amenity benefits, bedrooms, bathrooms, views, etc., I can figure out, you know, this one is overpriced compared to the other things with similar features. And if it's overpriced, I put it over here on the left side of the table, which is a garbage can side, and ignore that and go with those that are most attractive price-wise that deliver the amenity benefits I'm after in the property.
That happens so fast now. It is amazing. What I see is people are doing such quick screening for that price, that house, no way, gone. And you cannot get them back. So as a realtor representing sellers, I've got to talk to you about the unforgiving audience to which you are feeding this information. Don't go for your hope pricing, your dream pricing. Really study the pricing. It doesn't mean that you can't modify it and still hold on to what you should. A modification would be appropriate in a pretty tight period of time if you don't get action in this particular market.
Well, what you've just stated is the key to the entire process. You can be optimistic, but don't be stupid. If you're stupid, your property sits on the market and becomes, it's an old retailer's term, shop-worn. If it's there too long, people look at it, and, well, I've already seen it, and boom, it's gone. Regardless, if you may have repriced it, you may have done a number of different things differently at this particular point from what you had begun with, but it's interesting. You blew it, basically.
Well, let's talk more on pricing how to be successful next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.